want to greet each one in Jesus' name this morning and welcome everyone to this part of the service. Appreciate the singing and devotional that we've had so far at the Sunday School Hour. A few Sundays ago, we sang this song, "The Lord is My Light and My Salvation," and it was a blessing to me to sing that. And one of the last times I visited with Brother Delbert, I read this psalm to him, and it was just an inspiration to me. And I'd like to read that this morning, with special emphasis on verse 4. So if you would, if you want to, or you can just listen. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion, in the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me, and he shall set me upon a rock. And now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me, and answer me. When thou saidest, Seek my face, my heart said unto thee, Thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face far from me, put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hadst been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Teach me, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of mine enemies. Deliver me not over into the will of mine enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. This morning we had a devotional on the goodness of God, and here David is saying that he references that. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Some people say that he wrote this psalm, after his encounter with a Philistine, not Goliath, but a giant, and one that Abishai rescued him from. I don't know if that's true or not, but anyhow, it was when he was older, and they asked him to no longer go into battle because they didn't want the light of Israel to be extinguished. And if that's the case, then does these words even make more sense in that? But this verse 4, one thing have I desired of the Lord that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire of his temple. Now, everybody is here because you voluntarily came to church this morning, and we came with a purpose to worship. But when church goes 20 minutes too long, what happens? It's hard to think that I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Isn't that right? It's kind of hard, isn't it? So what does he mean? I like to think I'm pious enough that this is really my testimony, but it isn't. You know, but this is what it means. Acts 7, verse 48 says, Howbeit the Most High dwelleth not in temples made with hands, saith the prophet. God that made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is Lord of heaven, he dwelleth not in temples made with hands. And Paul says in 1 Corinthians 3:16, he says, Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? And so we never want to be out of the presence of God. And we don't have to be because God dwells in us. We trust that God is here with us this morning and we can receive a blessing. But this isn't the only place. When we leave from here, God goes with us and we are his hands and his feet, and we can dwell in the house of the Lord forever, just like David said. That's what he means. John 4, verse 12, no man hath seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God. And we have known and believed that the love that God hath to us, God is love. And he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Do you want to dwell in the house of the Lord forever? Have this kind of love and be that to everyone around. And that can be a reality and not just a thought, not just a theory. Let's bow our heads for prayer. Dear Lord, as we pause before you just now, we want to thank you for the privilege we have of calling you our Father. We want to thank you for the privilege we have of coming together to worship you. And may our hearts and minds be centered on your goodness and your love and your righteousness, your holiness, and all that is you. May we learn to know you better today. We pray that you might bless thy word as is brought to us. Bless brothers he speaks. Give us hearts open and receptive to your truth. We ask in your name. Amen.